morning. Oh yeah, bitch, good morning.
Peace and blessings and manifestations and love and light. Was it in the right spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why we let you do that?
Yeah. That's why I was like,
how you tell these bitch when they be in the studio?
Yeah, we operating off what headphones set today. I had left behind at the house.
Shit.
And there's a cue when Pat comes in and say, good morning, good morning, good morning. And usually I cue it. But I don't have my headphones, so he had to cue himself in.
You know, need to learn these things. Need to learn these things. How work this shit?
Oh.
Now see, I done turned the goddamn motherfucker. Oh.
Oh, okay.
When can you hear that? So, we're back.
We're back. Back again with another motherfucking episode of Raw and Unfiltered, the podcast where we can get canceled.
I think this is the most episodes we've done in a month.
In a month, it's crazy.
That is crazy. Pride.
Start with that?
I don't know.
Or you want to start with the...
Give me a P. Give me an R.
Uh-huh.
Give me an I. Give me a D. Give me an E.
What that spell? Punk. Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Spells punk.
Oh. No, we can start the other one first. Okay. We can start that first. Coming in hot off the last topic.
Yes. Mushing the bitches in their face, huh?
I guess so. We mentioned decentering men because we make men a focal point in general in our lives, which is why I do believe that a lot of times when we talk about gender and sexuality, it comes up a lot when men. And in this day and age, and you know, it's actually crazy because I think yesterday a man shot a woman, shot and killed a woman, shot her 15 times.
Bam.
Because she found out he was DL.
Oh.
And that is when we speak about when people say, oh, I don't really care. I don't really care. I don't have anything against it. But.
The however comma.
However comma. I'm not interested in dating someone that way. But there's nothing wrong with it. But there is. And so when we you know that's hitting that thing. It's a ding.
Oh, did he really?
Hell yeah. That Mr. Bucket.
Sorry, y'all. I need to put shit back.
But, it is the danger that it puts people in. Now, a lot of people do not agree with down low men. A lot of people do not. I know a lot of people who do not date down low men at all. They're just not interested in that. It absolutely is. It absolutely is because there is a level of danger there.
Correct.
What was it? I think it's been about, 5 or 6 years now in Chicago where a boy and his friends hooked up with this DL boy. Or he was hooking up with the DL boy and the boy was scared that they were going to tell. So the boy shot him and his friends and he's the only one that lived.
Oh.
The only one.
Wasn't another lived. Instance with a boy? Two boys, he walked in on his friend with a DL dude and dude chased him out the other friend out of the apartment or some shit like that.
Yes.
That was a situation with that.
Yes. And of course, there's always the amount of trans women that end up murdered year after year after year after year after year.
Watch Paris is Burning.
I think, what was that, 2020, I believe it was. Either 2020 or 2019. I believe we haven't even got through a whole year yet and 24 women had been murdered. 24 trans women. Had been murdered across the country.
Damn.
Right. It was either across the country or it was in Brazil alone. It was one of the two. I can't remember. I have to go back because I remember talking about it at school. But there is a level of danger there. I do agree with that. However, we cannot go past why these men, some of them, you know, because some people live in a glass closet. That's their prerogative. Can't get upset at that. We can't ignore why people feel the need to be that way. And why is it such a focal point on men? Because we know that we treat men and women differently when it comes to homosexuality in itself.
Correct.
Women are allowed to explore
They are. Two red bones kissing in the backseat. Only the soundboard did.
All right, we gotta get that fixed. I don't know, can we do that on here? Yeah, we gotta figure that out. That's my shit. But yeah, like, women are allowed to explore.
They are.
Boys are not openly. Openly.
They're allowed to explore.
Because if you've been around long enough and you listen to people, because everyone has their own individual story, you'll learn that more men explore in more ways than one. Especially in the 70s and 80s. I don't know how they shared rooms as siblings. I couldn't imagine that. Because imagine having to watch a sibling have sex. That's
nasty.
That's a no for me. It's a hard pass for me, personally.
Or hearing kids.
Or hearing. I don't want to hear. That's why I never lived in a dorm room. That's why I don't. That's why roommates and things like that don't work for me in the same spirit. Because that's some. I don't want you to hear me. I don't want to hear you.
Hey, you know what my mom went back to? The damn Airbnb we was talking about.
Would have ruined y'all life.
Who life would have been ruined?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I would have. Lick it up, baby. We're gonna make some money off this.
Me seed it. Seed it. But we must learn to decenter men in that way, but definitely decenter sexuality and sex. I think that our world in the now is heavily, heavily, heavily centered around sex. One thing I learned about, like, being in another country, it's the way that sex in some ways is still taboo to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are brought up that right there is for the privacy of your home and the privacy with the person that you choose to do it with.
You don't hear that? Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
But yeah, it's with the privacy of the person that you choose to do it with. It's not for everyone to know and everyone to see. Now, a lot of people take this idea or the ideal of that and apply it to just homosexuality in itself and not just overall sexual being. It's not saying be ignorant to sex and things like that, but it's saying that keep your sex life, in a way, private. More importantly, people's sexuality. You keep it private or stop focusing on it so much. And why? Because to say that you care, you know, about a man dating a man and you not wanting to date that man, and somehow somewhere we always get into the conversation of, oh well, I don't want to because I'm afraid to catch an STD. And I hear that sentiment, but you can catch the same STD from that man you sleeping with who's sleeping with four other bitches. You can catch that exact same STD.
And you know the only STD they ever be focused on is HIV?
Absolutely.
And I never understand.
When it comes to that, and really speaking scientifically, that's probably the only STD you probably want to have other than herpes that you know that you can detect and take something for and suppress. Because that other shit hurt. And they say that hurt too. The simplex too, they say that hurt too. But I don't know about that. They say it hurt. Give it a flick or two. It hurt. But when you talk about STDs, there are certain ones. You realistically, nobody wants anything.
Correct.
But it is safe to say that you are having sex, you are at risk for everything. I was taught you only get two things from sex, babies and STDs. And as far as my mom was concerned, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
That baby's four objects of the body.
Huh. That baby's a parasite. Parasite.
It really is.
Literally. The amount of things that women go through being pregnant is crazy. What you mean a bitch can lose her teeth?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean your hair falling out? What you mean you can lose your sight? What do you mean if you sing, you lose your range? Cause you sharing a voice. Fuck that.
You didn't see how Beyonce voice got deeper.
It was already down here.
and it just dropped even lower. You was looking for that guy. It's the middle one.
Blue. But I think it is a dangerous thing to just go straight there, because if you're looking to be healthy in general and to be safe in general, then condoms will always be in the room when you are engaging in sex. Getting tested will always be in the room. I think what helps women track their sexual health better is not because they're getting tested willingly. It's because it's an automatic thing that happens because women go to the doctor more often.
Correct.
They get pap smears. They get their mammograms. They get all these checkups. And so automatically the doctors are going to test for these things. It is not to say that women are out here getting tested more. That's actually very false. It's because they're getting these other tests, and that's kind of like in the loop, because they also automatically pregnancy test you too.
They do. It's something I should Google, but I'm not. I'm just going to go off the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically, aren't homosexual people getting tested more than heterosexual?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Yes, we typically get tested more because we know about the being safe. That's not to say that we're using condoms more, because we know motherfuckers is not.
They're not.
But motherfuckers are getting tested more because it's just good to know. It's just good to know.
Every 3 months. And if you already... And people, those of us who are on PrEP and all those medications, mm-hmm. we have no choice but to get tested to get our freaking refills.
Correct. I think that's actually good, too.
Yeah, you don't have no choice but to get tested to get that refill.
Could you imagine getting a refill from PrEP and you got it? And they just, you just taking PrEP pills just to take them bitches.
You know how fucked up that would be? You walk in there, you've been taking PrEP as prescribed, and you the 1%.
Literally.
You're the 1%.
Literally.
Because PrEP only protects 99.9%.
Right.
Until there's a 1% chance somebody could be strong.
Right. But that's the same thing like condoms. If condoms protect 99.9% against STDs and pregnancies, how is it that 60% of women are ended up pregnant with an STD? That means you're not using
them. You're not using them.
That's what that means. You're not using them. And it's the being realistic, like being realistic in that fact of knowing that most people really do not like wearing condoms. Pregnancy don't happen by accident. Most STDs don't happen by, no STD happens by accident. Because if you were serious about your sexual health,
you would wear a condom.
You would wear the condom.
And then you hit them with the, oh, well, it feels different. Baby, they make bare skins.
They
make bare skin raws too, and they feel lovely, and it feels like the real thing. I promise you would do.
And you know, I love the, oh, it broke. You felt it when it broke.
You felt it when it broke. You can hear it and you can feel it.
You can hear it and you can feel it. Baby, you not that wet. I don't give a fuck if you the super soaker. You never that wet. You can feel it. Even if you didn't feel it, you know the difference of that condom and how it feels, and when it is not on it. It's an instant difference. It's instant. So you, to keep going, that's a choice. That's a choice in the moment, because you can literally stop and say, oh, let's put on another one. Right then, let's put on another one. So I think it is willfully dumb, willfully ignorant to always take the stance of I can't do this or I won't do this with this person who sleeps with this person because of an STD, when you exposing yourself anyway. Some of you bitches be hitting first dates fucking raw. You're in a relationship with a nigga for 2 months fucking raw. I know some motherfuckers who will straight up tell you, if I have to wear a condom with you at any point in time, then obviously we don't need to be fucking. So I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't be expected to.
What the fuck you mean by that?
Just what it sounds like.
Bullshit?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. But like, there are some people who believe that, men and women, like they have to wear them. They just shouldn't be. Because if I have to do that, I don't want to.
So you would take the risk of getting pregnant? Or the risk of catching an STD?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're thinking that you're the only... Ever thinking that you are the only one, Ariana Grande, that's not saying that she's the only one that's a reference to one of her songs, y'all. Ever thinking that you are the only one is crazy. Because you're not. Especially if you two are not in a committed relationship. Even expecting them thinking that you don't know, because niggas be cheating. But
don't them niggas cheat? And women too. Women. The people cheat. People not cheating and not wearing protection. Now, when we talk about dummy work, when we talk about true dummy work, to be cheating and not wear protection and run the risk of getting something and giving your person at home something, you are a true fucking idiot. Because if you were getting away with the cheating, you got to stick to the plan. And the plan can't be to not wear a condom.
That's about like, what's the name of that damn TV show? Tyler Perry.
Temptation?
No, bitch. Love Thy Neighbor.
Ah, I didn't
see Remember when, oh, you didn't see that?
I saw
when the white woman got pregnant by the black neighbor next door.
Oh.
And tried to pass it off as the British man's baby, but that baby came out brown skin. And he eventually figured out that that wasn't his baby, but they was cheating on each other.
He didn't believe it was the grandmother's ancestor.
Child, and then eventually the British man started cheating on the wife with the next old neighbor's wife. Yeah, girl, it was a lot. You should go watch that damn show. It was good. It was good.
But I remember watching like the start, but I don't know where I got like lost. I don't remember. I don't remember at all.
This is back when Tyler Perry was Tyler Perry. With the TV shows.
Amen.
Now
his dick on the screen. Dick, balls, and booty hole. On my TV screen. That's why I don't have BET Plus now. I don't want to see that. BET that was not that graphic in my day. You know, yeah, we had BET After Dark when Nelly slid that credit card between that girl booty cheeks. But that ain't the point. That ain't the point. You might see an areola every now and then back in my day. But now, Tyler Perry is showing dick and balls.
Full dick and balls.
I was watching, what's that fucking show?
Bitch, I didn't know Leon Thomas was filmed naked on Insecure. Until I watched his
interview. You didn't know that? That was the most awkward he's ever looked. Everything about that scene was awkward. And it was very believable. And there are men who hunch like that for real. Get your things and go.
I've never seen it.
Rip. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. Don't.
I'll watch it one day.
Don't watch it. It's gonna make you look at him different, I'm telling you. You're gonna look at him real different. Cause you're gonna take that scene and apply it to him as a person.
Of course I am.
It was very believable. But anyway, Tyler Perry is showing full dick and balls. And the first time it came across my screen, I screamed. Like, audibly screamed. Because what is this? What is this? Who is the highest and why is he fucking all y'all? It was like some... A remix to Handmaid's Tale. That's what I got from it. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. At least when I got an SD in there, I thought.
Handmaid's Tale?
Nah. I don't think Handmaid's Tale, but I thought in that show on BET Plus with Tyler Perry. But anyway, I just think if we decenter sex and sexuality, a lot of y'all will find y'all soulmates. That's why the topic of lavender marriages have come up. You know, because a lot of y'all parents are in lavender marriages. Some of y'all are in lavender marriages. What you finding in that?
I went and Googled it.
Your face.
Looking like a white boy. What was that?
Who's who?
What was that?
I mean, it was very believable. And that's what's scary. Because, like, Why you do it that way? Why you do it that way? Is that how you do it in real life? Like a pit bull puppy?
Sorry.
I was meal. But was my thing on that. In other news, being proud of who you are.
Be who you are, for it is your pride. I got you these gay balloons and these gay Skittles and this gay cake. Cause you know you gay and stuff.
That scene, that video always threw me off. Cause I was like,
"Ain't you gay too?"
Right? Yeah.
He been on TikTok talking about something. I ain't getting no money for that. Yeah, the person who posted it gonna get the money for it, dumbass. He ain't obligated.
Come on, the boy who said it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he think he was gonna get money? I mean, he could have went out and what, copyrighted the saying.
Could have went out and trademarked it.
Yeah, he could have trademarked the thing. So if he wants some money for it, he should have went and did that. He wanted the man to pay him.
He just said he never got any money after going viral.
That's another thing. Everybody want to go viral. Everybody want to get famous. But anyway, being proud of who you are. I think Pride Month helps people like step into themselves in that way. And trying to figure out what it means of being prideful of who you are and like how to get there. I think we as people have come a long way in that realm.
We have. We really have.
Yeah.
Can you hear that? Okay, great. We just make sure y'all can't hear something in the background. Just mind your business.
You know, not for real.
Okay, great.
You know.
Oh, just
not. But yeah, I think that, I don't know how I want to say it.
In the terms of we've came a long way as a group, as a people, we have came a long way. It's a lot more accepted in the open than what it used to be. Because again, at one point, this used to be illegal.
Yeah.
Sure this enough. Used to be illegal. People were just living closeted because the stigma around back when we was just talking about STDs, stigma around that HIV being a gay disease.
True enough.
People shoot the 80s during the AIDS epidemic.
Goddamn Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. The beginning of new medications and medications being centered around therapy is only for gay people. Certain things just going on and people not wanting to go on because it's just now it's like it is what it is. We're here, people are queer and they're living in their truths, and a lot of people don't want people to live in their truths and be happy, but at the same time be screaming you need to live in your truth. Well, sweetheart, they can't live in their truth if you're not allowing them to in that way, because people are scared to come out because they actually do a lot of people are somewhere on the spectrum of LGBTQIA plus. As we've learned in the recent, a lot of men are pansexual and don't even know it.
Yes.
And they're not able to live in that because the scrutiny and the backlash they're gonna get from their community in a way. And for those of us who have been able to live in that and people to embrace us, shit, every month's Pride Month for me.
I know that's right. What they say, every month is Black History Month for me. I don't give a fuck about
this month.
But I do agree with that. I think that people learning to come to terms with themselves has been good in the past 10 years.
Correct.
We've watched even universities. I remember I was talking to one of my friends one time, and, you know, he was someone who's never had gay friends at all. A straight male. He's never had a gay friend. And he was like, you know, he was amazed because he went to HBCU, and he was like, I watched my HBCU turn from a place that was not welcoming at all. Like, you knew, but like nobody was prancing around like being just who they truly were and everybody being accepting to that. And he was like, you know, through the years, like going from his freshman year to his junior year, he was like, there's a shift that's happened. And it's a shift that he was like, I'm enjoying, like, watching it happen. Because it is important for people to be who they are authentically and be welcome. Yourself.
And be welcome in their space.
Right, and be loved, like, in that, in being you.
Because if the shoe was on the other foot and you had something going on, you would want the same. You want to be loved. You want to be respected. You want to be yourself. Everybody wants to live as themselves. Also, and just being prideful of the things that has happened to get us here. Like, what is it? The, whatchamacallit in New York. It happened.
Stonewall?
Yes. Back when they used to just had to not having to hide anymore in a way. Back when gay speakeasies was a real thing. Heavy on the real thing. People don't have to worry about going out and being killed and just being able to enjoy life as life is. Because I just want to figure out how y'all be stressing over the gays and the gays don't be stressing over y'all. I don't. But just being prideful in who you are. Be who you are. Fighting in your pride. Sorry.
Fucking Stonewall.
A lot of people died.
A lot of people did die. I think in seeing the progression, because I think this is when we get into like the thing of being able to see yourself. I think that's another thing, like being prideful of, being able to now be in a space where you see yourself on TV.
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
I know some people get into the headspace of, oh, you know, seeing it on TV is just a lot for the kids, but it's like you have to, again, like we said on the last episode, you have to put what you're saying into context for other things. You don't want to see this on TV. Imagine how white people felt when the first black person hit TV. They didn't want to see that shit.
They didn't want to see that shit.
And getting to this age and knowing that a lot of our TV stars that we grew up with watching, you know, some people who are our quote unquote TV dads or TV moms or musical artists, and you getting to this stage and now and knowing that punk. Like the other dad on the Cosby Show.
Oh yeah.
Him, motherfucking George Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Like learning that these people were gay does a lot for a lot of people. Because it shows that it's always been there, but it also shows the things they had to hide to even have the career that they had. Because a lot of people didn't know until they died.
Until they died. But
now
I was like,
now we also didn't know that their partners were white, but I digress. I'm not going.
You know what's coming. Because when we talk about representation and pride, yes, we are happy to see it, but I am tired of seeing every motherfucking couple is an interracial goddamn couple. Especially black gay stories. Oh. Bitch.
I am tired. I am. And it's actually one actress. I think she may be dead now. She might still be alive. I don't know. But no one knew, like, until she got on camera and said something in her older age that she was trans. And I'm talking about, she's a prominent actress back in the day. Very prominent. And she finally came out. She was like, yeah, no one knew that I was trans. She was like, I was taking my hormones. I was passing. I got my jobs and went on. But she acknowledged if someone had found out the danger that she would have been in, even on set.
Yeah.
Because she was, you know, having love scenes and things of that nature. But she was like, no one knew. And she was like, it was for my safety.
Your safety.
And so I think Pride Month is very important. It definitely is important to be prideful every month.
Every month.
Not just
because the black gays take every holiday.
I swear. Because June is white pride.
It's white pride. We got MLK, Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. Now, just ignore the sex parties that go on, because that's not important. The thing is,
white pride, we take over that too.
I mean, you kind of not really though.
The white gay pride that happened in Atlanta?
It's Atlanta.
Exactly. It's a lot. They be taking over that shit.
It's Atlanta. I mean, it's Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, so you, like, it's fucking Atlanta.
Yeah, it's Atlanta.
But, like, they literally still have a black gay pride.
They do.
August is right. What was it, September?
It's one of those months.
Whatever. It's right around
the red dress corner. Room.
A
full of niggas.
Full of niggas. You have to find your moments. Find your moments. Every moment should be a moment to be prideful, if you ask me.
And also find your people.
Ah.
Find your people. I found my people. My people sit next to me.
Amen.
I found my people.
This is the gayest I've ever been.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Quite literally. This is the gayest I've ever been. I used to be one of the ones I didn't like the thing sister. I did not like that.
Really?
I didn't. As girly as I looked when I was younger, I never liked that. I would beat you up.
What's funny though, you saying that, but being around you has allowed me to embrace my gayness more than ever.
That's crazy.
And that's
wild. I'm a hood nigga.
Exactly.
I'm a hood nigga, so that's crazy.
'Cause I used to suppress. I used to suppress hard. Now here we are.
Me, what they gonna do?
Came with my ass.
And I was like that in high school. I think when I first moved up, like, to that region in Montgomery and Prattville, they weren't used to someone like me. Like, they had, like, gay people.
Mm-hmm.
They had that. But, like, a lot of them were related to them, or they just treated them any type of way. And a lot of them kind of would suppress themselves. Of course, you knew. And they were feminine or whatever in their own right. But, like, it was just to in their head, there was like time and place.
Mm-hmm.
And for myself, it was okay, yeah, I'm not like them, but I am. But what we not gonna do is pick and probe and make jokes. Because, bitch, you funny. Oh, but, bitch, I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm finna beat you up. So now what? And so what I liked about, I think it was my junior year, a lot of the people who I went to school with who were my age and a little bit older than me, their siblings were coming into high school. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, they were homos. Like, a lot of them in the now left high school married. Like, graduation, married their boyfriend on the spot.
Damn.
Because they were able to be who they were in high school and date. Like, how we see now, all these kids are dating in high school. We see, you know, these boys going to prom with boys, girls going to prom with girls, and it's celebrated.
That happened during my little 2016, 2017 period. Mm-hmm. But not in the small towns I grew up in.
Well, yeah, absolutely not. Because everybody's so,
yeah,
the small, and I mean, Prattville is a small city, but it just goes to show that things were changing. And I take pride in being the centerpiece reason of why that is. Yeah. Because they were able to see someone like myself who everybody respected. They were scared of. But they respected, because they knew I was nothing to play with. Because it doesn't matter. Like, that's not important. It's nothing to pick with. It's just people being who they are.
You know what I just thought about? Now that I think about it, as much as I was called high school, as much as I was called gay and stuff in high school, nobody ever bucked.
Girl, you like 6'6".
I have been 6 feet since ninth grade. Nobody ever bucked at me.
And I think that's good, because it's like,
but I was also 6'6" and 240. Football build.
Damn.
When we had PE, and we did deadlifts. Mm. And my black ass picked up 100 pounds and sat there, big man, and I said, ooh.
You know who to try. One boy, I remember this one boy, and it's so funny. I think all of his brothers, except for one, all of them are gay, which is hilarious. And I remember some boys in his class are picking on him. And me and him had just had a conversation, like, earlier that day. And I had told him, just fight them. That boy went right in that classroom and slapped the shit out of one of the boys.
Why are you doing that? Excuse us.
So, yeah, he slapped the shit out of that boy. And followed up with, any one of you pussy asses got a problem with what I like, you can see me outside.
Who saw my side?
What Keith Sweat said?
Nobody.
Not a soul.
Oh.
Not a soul. And so watching that kind of revolution, like year after year, based on kicking ass and taking names just because if you're not going to do anything else, you will respect me. Now, whether it's by choice or by force, it's totally up to you.
Correct.
It's completely up to you. And I was not fucking around at that school. I don't even know. Folks was coming. Freshmen were coming in. People were coming from Montgomery schools with a certain type of thought process. That's how you do shit over there at that other school. But see, over here in Prophet High School, we don't play like that. You'll get your ass beat. One girl got pulled out of class by security, and they should have told her, there's a lot of things you do at this school you might get away with. But see, playing around with these punks ain't one of them. It's almost like prison in here. You don't respect nobody else. You better respect these punks, because there's some shit that'll get your ass beat. The security.
You know, in my high school, the waving punks didn't come after me.
That's crazy.
It really is. I mean, you had the ones before me who were out, but I think it was me and a couple other people, and they just back to back.
I need one good one that people know, that people like and respect. And so when you see that, then you're able to acclimate. Somebody dog dying? Oh. Oh. Not in my Caucasian neighborhood, you don't.
I told you they moving over here.
See, they can take their background there, the best. But at that Homewood Street, we don't do all that loud boom bang around here.
I blame past the mic.
No, what you mean you blame past the mic?
What the fuck? I love that man. I act like I don't.
Me telling folks he done made out of Inslee. Now he living on 280. Everybody want the 280 experience now, huh? Crazy. Well,
it is safe over here.
It is very safe over here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can go out and jog anytime in the night, anytime in the morning. Not me though.
I don't do that. White folks shit.
Yeah. That in the
majors. White people that be jogging downtown Atlanta in fucking Bankhead. And I'll be like, bitch, it's just got gentrified. You are a little too comfortable around this motherfucker. You are a little too comfortable around this motherfucker. Anyhow.
But yeah, when they have people they see, I think that has helped.
Yeah.
In our schools. And that has helped in college, in a way. Because even when, didn't Howard just have their first trans SGA president?
I think so.
So, like, yeah, I think strides like that are important for other people. Of course, our organizations, those strides are important. Being welcoming, you know, being of service to all mankind, that's important. Having that inclusive we.
You said being a service to all mankind. Mm-hmm. Is you going? You attacking the frats again?
Yeah. Just a little bit. You know, being inclusive. You know, welcoming people in.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say, when I was in Even when I was in high school and when I moved into Upward Bound, when I started mentoring and tutoring Upward Bound, mm-hmm. those kids cling to me, especially the gay ones, from all schools, because I was somebody who was comfortable in their skin, mm-hmm. cozy with who I am.
I know
dark right. skin, light skin, mm-hmm. beige, fluorescent beige, bitch. I'm a gay black
nigga. Oh.
And even when it came to family embrace, nobody really rejected me.
I've really, for the people who experienced that, I don't even know what the thought process is for them or for the person receiving it. But it's when we go back to the DL thing, I do understand why some people do, because you do have families that will wholeheartedly cut you off. Like, what do you mean you putting your child out because they told you they like men? What they got to do with you? They not fucking you in the booty hole. They not licking on your titties or asking for their titties to be licked on by you, their parent, or any other. What does that have to do? What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? You already know me. I don't believe in coming out no way. Bitch, you see it for what it is. And when I pop up with who I pop up with, that ain't got nothing to do with you.
We don't. But you know some people.
I don't have that experience. I don't know what no coming out story like. I don't know what no closet look like. Don't nothing go in there but clothes and shoes. And some of y'all shoes don't go in there because they be musty. But I digress. Not mine, though. So, it's that. It's that. I don't understand. But I do understand some people's reasoning, especially having dated people who, were fearful, even in their adulthood. You have your own everything. You don't depend on your family for anything.
Not a fuck thing, but still.
But that right there is the ultimate fear for them. The ultimate fear. And that is crazy.
Oh, I just thought about somebody. Mm. Mm.
Not you know, we're still living up.
You do too. Oh. That ain't, just want to acknowledge it.
I'm following. Sort of. More context. What is that, bitch?
I can't say it without giving it away. Girl, hell no.
Oh, okay. I mean, technically, his mama don't know. I mean, she do. But, you know, she ignore it.
I can't say that.
Oh, him and the other one.
Yes.
Point.
Point.
Point. Point.
And the old one.
Point. And I think when we had that conversation, with Perry that day, I think he gave really great enlightenment on why. I really do think so. But my question will always be, at what point in your life do you find the solace to just deal with always being alone?
Yeah.
Because you can't really enjoy, because I think about when we was on that trip and everybody else was here, but they were there. And I remember them saying they did that for a specific reason, because they didn't want to be surrounded by everyone else and maybe have someone in their business. But when you're back home, especially being from the area, all these years, how do you cope with the fact of always being alone in that way and never being able to date? Never being able to really love outwardly, or really even privately, because we know they feel they keep their lives so busy. And I think that may be it. They stay so busy, they don't even have the time. But it's purposeful. It's on purpose.
I don't want to live a life like that. I don't want to live a life like that. I want to be who I am. For it is my pride. It's my pride. It's my pride.
Gosh. That just hit me there.
Yeah.
That just hit me there.
Yeah. You was making the point. I had to bring it up.
Yeah. That just hit me.
Real life examples.
In real time.
In real time. In 8:49. You know?
In real time. Wow.
But being prideful with who you are. You know, for me, it was the journey. But I'm still here, mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. here, here. Oh, I'm still here. I'm telling my children that was Beyonce. But, y'all had to hit that vocal crack that she did. But it took a long time to get here. And I am happy that I am finally here. Enjoying myself, embracing myself, not giving a fuck who thinks what about it. I go through my day to day as me.
Amen.
I present myself as I present myself, whether you get whatever. And if you like it, you like it. And if you don't, you don't. Kick fucking rocks, bitch. This is my life to live, not yours. You don't have to answer to them. I do.
I feel that. I feel that. I like that people get there.
Yeah. I honestly feel like everybody should be able to have the ability to get there. And remember, just because you gay don't mean you can't get married and have children. Artificial insemination is a thing.
Again, these lavender marriages, because your soulmate may not be a man. It just may not, like, you have to really think about this. Living with a man is hell.
Jonah, fair.
Let's think about that.
Dirty.
All right. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. Some of y'all need to look into them lavender marriages. It may just help you a lot. You know? But I do think people should be allowed to get in that space. Well, you really shouldn't even have to. I think that's the bigger thing. So I'm glad we're moving in the time and space now that people don't have to get to the space.
Correct.
Because people are, we as people are just, okay, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You see it for what it is. You have a child. You see it for what it is. And instead of getting upset saying, you don't know what it is you want, you don't know what you're talking about, letting that child be a child. Because I think where we mess up, where we have messed up as society, especially when we think about gay people as an overall thing, the mind instantly goes to sex.
Correct.
And you forget that you are applying this to a child.
To a child.
You are applying adult-like things to children. I think that's where it becomes like the overarching issue.
That's when we also go back to the over-sexualizing children.
Absolutely.
Because that is a thing.
That is exactly what it is.
That's, and I'm going to say that's not a thing. That is a form of it.
Yes.
Oh, we know over-sexualizing children is a thing. Even just saying he's going to be a little heartbreaking is over-sexualizing.
That's over-sexualizing a child.
But in that theory, you don't know what you want. It's just a phase, you know, because you automatically assuming it to sex.
Right. Or applying femininity.
Yeah.
Because every gay person,
it's not femme.
It's not every gay man. Let's say it like that. It's not femme. Every lesbian is not butch. Like,
hello, I'm sitting right here. Sister, I'm not femme.
Butch.
I'm definitely a butch queen, but I am not a femme queen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If I walk up to you and don't open my mouth, you would think I'm just a masculine man. I get it all the time, especially in the industry that I work in. No.
You want me to hold your head when I say
no?
Oh, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I knew when I first saw you. I don't give a fuck.
Because you are gay. Hello, gay.
But I see, I present as a punk. I don't give a fuck. I always say, I knew when I see you on campus.
Yeah, of course you did. But a lot of people don't.
I don't see how.
They don't.
I think it's an intentional miss, though. Because there are certain things about people you can see. Like, we be seeing people, Paul, you can see
it. I forgot we do that.
You can see it. And it's not saying that they're an out person or that they're overly... No, there are just certain things about someone that stands out. Even if you're at your most masculine.
But you expect a dumbass heterosexual person to understand that?
Not you calling them all dumb. I agree. But still. I agree. But yes. Yes. Sometimes. Because I think what happens is some people are so willfully ignorant in not wanting to notice something that they go about doing and saying things to someone that is hurtful or is wrong.
You just made me think about something.
Come on.
So this is this guy in my truckers group chat.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a bisexual male.
Mm-hmm.
He likes trans women and feminine men. And
he's attracted to femininity. Okay.
He goes out in these heterosexual places, prancing around as a heterosexual male. And we asked him, we said, so when you go into these places and they start talking shit about gays, what do you do? Do you engage in said conversation? Or do you end it?
What'd he say?
Was he silent?
Was he silenced?
Because he don't want them to know.
But it's like, my thing with that is, if defending someone makes you look like you are, that says a lot about the people you're around than it does you. Because even though he is, the thought process of... if I'm looking at a broad get her ass beat and I jump in to defend said broad, does that make me a woman?
No.
Right. Or does it then make me heterosexual?
Hell no.
Right. And so I don't see how defending someone, because if this conversation is being had, that means it is a harmful conversation.
Correct.
Very harmful.
Because they're talking about you.
Right. And there are some people who have been able to separate themselves because they've been, they're not talking about me.
Well, but they are.
They are. It's almost like the thing of when people say, I like you. Because you're not like them other ones.
Yeah. That's offensive.
And bitch, what the fuck do you mean by that?
That's offensive as hell.
Because, yes, I am. Sashay. Yes, I am, bitch. Don't get beat up. Like, it's like that. So he's sitting there, and I don't even want to go with the thought process of he's sitting there in silence. No.
You sitting there engaging.
You engaging.
That's what we said. We said you're engaging in it.
You're engaging. You're
heavily engaging in it.
And so he dates women?
Mm-hmm.
Biological women, not trans women.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Because people love attaching a bisexuality because saying that, I date women. And it's titties at the top and dick at the bottom.
No.
Oh, okay.
He dates women.
Okay.
He's currently dating a woman.
Oh. Does she know?
At this current point in time, I don't know. He usually lets them know, but at this current point in time, I don't know.
Oh, he tells them. He's a freaky nigga.
But I don't know if he told her.
He waiting for him to find the right bitch that's going to say, oh, okay, that's cool. He waiting to find that broad right there. And when he do.
But going around and pregnant bitches ain't.
Oh.
I'm.
Babies.
I'm.
My God.
I'm still here.
Ooh, that just made my head hurt. Y'all be having such interesting friends. Y'all be in such interesting groups. That is so interesting. I don't know what I'd do with that.
Cuss.
Probably. Because again, I don't understand it. It's like, it's almost like black people who sit around and allow other races to say what they say, and you just kind of like, well, they're not talking about me.
But they are.
So I would question, how does he feel about himself in that regard? Because yeah, you can blend. Yeah, you can pass. I think T.S. Madison and Craig said it really great the other day. And they said literally masculinity for gay men is nothing but drag.
That's all it is.
Because you're performing.
You're performing an act. You're performing. Mm-hmm. And deep down inside, there's a queen that lives there. Because everybody can queen out. I believe even the most masculine gay can queen out.
Absolutely. What? And it's, I think when we talk about queening out, most people have a certain idea what that looks like. But no, it's just something as one of my exes, we was like talking about stuff like when we were getting to know each other. And he was like, one of the things that no one would ever know about me is that I'm probably one of the biggest Beyonce fans.
Yeah.
If you saw this man, if you met this man, it'll never cross your mind. It would, a woman's song in general playing out of anything he owns would never cross your mind. That man said, I am probably one of the biggest Beyonce. There's not a concert of hers I've never been to. I know these past few years that she's been, I know he's been to at least 2 shows. I know he has. And that's his thing of queen.
Yeah. It's not just that, we got like 3 minutes. It's not just the things that hang on our head. It's simple shit like that.
Right.
You know how many men love Mariah?
Not they lamb.
They are lambs.
I know I'm a lamb.
They love Mariah. Yeah.
They bad. Yeah. No, I'm a lamb. Love her.
Peace and blessings and manifestations of love and life.
Be prideful. You know, love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, how do you expect to love anyone else?
Okay, RuPaul.
RuPaul said that?
He says it every Drag Race episode.
I take it back. He sleep with white men. Never mind. Fuck it. Turn me
off. If you can't love yourself, how in the hell you expect to love anyone else? Can I get an amen? Amen. Now let the music play. Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Turn me off. Sleep with white man. Turn me off.
Bye, y'all.
Ball-headed bitch.
No.